home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Moon 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler, or race trailer. Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
We do appreciate you joining us for Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. I saw this as just breaking news that the Crown Prince of Dubai changed the term housewife to person who raises generations in order to honor mothers. The term housewife used in official records has been replaced with maker of generations.
That's kind of cool.
I think it's kind of cool too.
Yeah.
The symbolic decision highlights that mother's role extends far beyond the home. It recognizes mothers as the most important force in shaping future generations. This meaningful tribute to mothers' dedication, sacrifice, and invaluable contribution has been widely praised around the world. So there you go. We're maker of generations. I love that.
I do too. Yeah, so it's nice to see there's some countries over there that do appreciate that, because many of them don't.
Do not. That's correct. Yeah. Also wanted to touch on the WNBA a little bit here.
Uh-huh.
Sophie Cunningham.
Yeah.
I love her. I'm sorry.
I do. I love
there
her.
There are several players
on
the Fever team that I passionately like. I love these people.
Yep.
And we hear a lot about Caitlin Clark. Like her, too. Clark
as
well.
Team.
Yeah,
the
whole team.
The whole
I like
team
these
is
girls.
Great.
But did you know that Sophie Cunningham also played football in high school? She was the place kicker for her high school football team.
Yeah.
And I want to say, though,
she said, why not?
I saw the numbers on the sports for these ladies. I was reading about it yesterday on how much they have brought in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like a 500% increase.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But I've been watching some of the play. They're letting them get so physical.
Yeah.
And I have concerns about this.
That
I have concerns
that
physicality is one of the things that's attracting people, but it's a little bit brutal.
Yeah.
And I really feel like the officials need to kind of put a stop to that now, because...
And if you read, I don't like reading a lot of social media, but the fans are upset over it too. They're upset on the... And it does seem, I gotta say, it does seem after watching several teams, not just... I watch the Fever because that's the team I want to support and I want to watch them all the time. But I watch all the other games too. If I'm home and I'm free and I got the time, I will watch the other games. And there are certain teams, mainly certain players on teams, that are getting away with a lot.
There are. And
they are getting away with a lot.
The other teams might not like Caitlin Clark or Sophie Cunningham or whoever.
Yeah.
But you cannot deny the impact they've made. And it's brought them more money. So they might want to ease up a bit.
Well, and let's look at the starters for the All-Star. That's fan voted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but you cannot tell me that all Indiana fans were the only ones voting in that thing for us to get three Fever players out of the first 10.
Right.
We have three starters. Mm-hmm. And no other team has ever done that. So, I mean, we have three starters, Kelsey Mitchell, Caitlin Clark, and Aaliyah Boston have been announced as starters on that. And there are several, though, that did not make the starting lineup. Now, they may still be in the what they call the bench or reserves, whatever, the next group, which gets announced tomorrow. We will know that tomorrow, who the rest of the All-Stars are. But there were some on there that I was surprised were missing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see what comes out with the next
group. I love
group.
The Sophie Cunningham pointing memes, by the way.
Yes, but she said she's already posted, and she said in a news conference, she said, quit asking me to do it. It was a in-the-moment thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. She thinks some of the memes are hysterical. She does think they're funny. But she said, it's it. That's done. It's over. We need to move on. And I agree with her. She's right.
Mm-hmm. She was taunted by another player, and the player said, don't you point at me. So when she came out on the field, first thing she did was point. I loved it.
Well,
not on the field, on the court.
Well, the thing is, what started the whole thing, I saw the game, and then she talked about it afterward on her podcast. She loves that one. She loves the one of the Statue of Liberty, she likes the Uncle Sam one, too. She thought that was pretty good. But what actually started the whole thing was Caitlin Clark and Bonner got into it during that Phoenix game. They got into it. Well, Caitlin gets the technical. Bonner didn't get one. It should have been both. If one got one, the other one should have gotten it. All Sophie did was ask the ref, why didn't she get one? And when she said, why didn't she get one, she pointed. And she pointed at Bonner. Well, Bonner saw her, and she went through the roof and got also. And that's all it took. Sophie said, when I knew I was under her skin, that's all it took. And she said, I couldn't let it go. Never said a word. She never said a word the whole time.
Saw in soccer, which the U.S. plays tonight, right?
Right, yeah.
The U.S. plays tonight, that Cristiano Ronaldo is retiring, supposedly, after.
He's not had a good...
He's been injured a lot, I guess.
Yeah, he's not had a good season and definitely has not had a good World Cup. But yeah, they got beat.
And can we see any more about Taylor and Travis's wedding? I mean, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's been all over everything.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, it was very tasteless what the White House did, so...
I don't even know what the White House did. I haven't seen any.
Yeah.
I've been gone too much this weekend. I haven't seen any kind of news.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was pretty tasteless. So, but that's side of the point. When actually nothing surprises me at this point. But anyway, yeah, I mean, kudos to them for having the wedding of their dreams.
You know,
and,
I'm with you. You know, if that's what you want to do, you've worked and you've made a lot of money. If that's how you want to spend a little of it, good for you.
Yeah, well, and dropped $26 million before they even said I do to various charities across the country. I mean, okay, hey, leave them alone.
I'm with you. A couple other things happening locally. The Paul Philippi Resource Center is going to Teresa's. That is tomorrow. So if you would like to get involved with that, call and let them know if you're meeting there or riding the bus. And so they're going to Teresa's tomorrow. Again, so just need to let them know at the Paul Philippi Resource Center if you're meeting them there or if you plan to ride the bus.
Yep, the library, I'm sure we'll hear more about this tomorrow. The library will be on with Shan tomorrow. But magician Marcus Lehman is going to be tomorrow at 5 p.m. at the Michigan Road branch. And then on Thursday, he will be at the Frankfurt Library at the Scanta Theater. So we'll hear more about that tomorrow, I'm sure. But
the other thing
put that
is,
on your calendar.
Well, I do want people to know for tomorrow, registration is required. It's a free event. But for tomorrow's magician, registration is required.
Yep.
And no registration, also free event for Thursday. So just a couple of notes about that as well.
Yep.
Also coming up this week on Thursday, it's a Main Street Mixer. This one is at Nourish and Novels. Oh, it was supposed to be. Now, aren't they moving locations? I need to find out more information on that.
I don't know.
Yes, they are moving locations.
Are they moving?
That's my
too?
Understanding. Yes. And they're changing their name from Nourish and Novels to something else. It's because they're going to be adding to their menu,
yeah.
I believe. I'll check on that.
Yeah.
I'll check on that and see.
Sam called.
Which it's going to be. So, oh, we have a call in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Good morning.
Good morning, girls. How are you?
Hi, Carl. How are you?
Well, pretty decent, I think. I'm out in the yard messing around, picking up papers that they set the fireworks off with.
Yeah?
That's part of the job, I guess.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the fireworks?
Yes, it was nice. I just wish, and I'm not griping at all, but I just wish that they, in the city of Frankfurt, the city, in the housing additions, I just wish they'd have firecrackers, sparklers, and snakes, and stuff like that. I don't like them bottle rockets because they stay on fire and they go up on your roof. And I got to get up on my roof and get that stuff off. And man, I'm 76 years old. I don't know how much longer I can do. I'm not griping, though.
Okay.
I just wish they would set them off in areas instead of they did for those bigger fireworks. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
So, but you girls was talking about the fever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I watch them every game, and I think they're very, very good. Did I think they would win last night like they did? No, I did not.
And they did that without Caitlin Clark last night.
Yeah.
Here's the problem that the fever has that Coach White's going to have a problem with. You got four girls on the fever that's just as good as Caitlin Clark. Just as good. That one blonde-haired girl,
Sophie.
She's a purer shooter than Caitlin Clark is. That one guard that they have that they brought in this year, I've never seen somebody that can dribble the ball, go around people, make passes, and shoots the eyes out of it. Do you understand what I'm saying, Melissa?
Oh, Kelsey? Kelsey's been with them for 8 years. She spent her whole career with
the
Fever.
Well, the one that they brought in there last. They just brought this girl
in. Raven Johnson? Yeah, Raven's rookie.
But I don't know what you're going to do with all the talent that she has. What do you think about that?
Well, that's the whole reason why they brought her in, was to give Caitlin a break. And instead of everything falling on her shoulders, now they've more or less, with Kelsey Mitchell, Aaliyah Boston, and Caitlin Clark being the three main pillars of the team, and then they've built around them by bringing, of course, Lexi Hall back, who's this girl can rebound from anywhere. She
right.
comes out of anywhere. She's fast. She's quick. She's got quick hands.
Right.
Her shooting is pretty good. And honestly, she shot two buzzer beaters last night that I don't think anybody expected, because she's usually the one who shoots the long ball from the corner. But
yeah.
she's really developing her anywhere from 20 to 25 foot out shot. You know, her interior shooting has really improved. And then you got Sophie Cunningham, who is not afraid of anybody
right.
in any aspect. But like you said, she is a pure shooter. If you sit and you watch her shoot, she has got one of the purest shots you could ever imagine.
Yes.
What
are you going to do with that much talent, Melissa?
That's what you want, though.
And why?
Do you think
two or three of those players could go to any other team other than Atlanta or Las Vegas? Atlanta's awful good too. I mean, they're awful good.
I think the whole league is better this year. I think
the whole
league is good.
It.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
Yeah,
but I just don't.
But if you listen to the players talk about it, they don't talk about it as a job. They
yeah.
talk about it as their family. They love playing for Indiana. They don't mind if they're the one coming off the bench. They know their position. They know what their job is. But they all refer to each other as sisters. They
yeah.
they look at this as their family. And the ones that came in this year, not the ones that were drafted, but the ones that came in this year from other teams as free agents, they wanted to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Monique Billings, she's one of the starters now. She didn't
yeah.
plan on being a starter, but she is a starter to help out Aaliyah Boston. And
yeah.
she came from another team. What brought her here was the fact that she played with Caitlin Clark, Aaliyah Boston, and Stephanie White for the USA team.
See, and, I'd hate to be a coach of that team, because I wouldn't know who to start.
Carl, let me ask you a question. Do you prefer yeah. watching the men, or do you prefer watching the ladies?
Oh, the ladies by far, 10 times out of one.
Okay, so I'm wondering why. What's your thinking there?
The men travel so much. They'll take 5 or 6 steps and dunk the ball. The men do a lot of fouling, a lot of pushing, a lot of shoving. They're trying to get that out of the women, which I think they should, because I don't want to see any of those women get hurt. But those women athletes are a lot better shape than most women. I mean, they can take a beating and keep on going. Do you
mm-hmm.
understand what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
But I think, in my opinion, if the Beaver keeps going the way they are, and I hope make the playoffs. I think they're in the 6th place, and they take what are they taking? Most of 7 teams.
Yeah, I believe it's 7 teams from each division. I'm like you. I like watching the women play. It to me, it's more pure basketball.
Oh, most definitely, it is basketball, and some of the passes they make. And some of the shots they take, and it just amazes me. Now, my grandsons, Melissa, they live in Missouri, outside of St. Louis, okay? And they're in ABC tournament down there at Westfield Little League, and they was down there for 3 days. So I went down to see my grandson play. And, I mean, they had teams from Philadelphia, Kentucky, Michigan, all over. Because it was an ABC playoff tournament, see?
Mm-hmm.
And that Westfield, now, I'm not kidding you. Have Have you ever been there, Melissa?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a college campus.
Yes. They had, there's 21 Little League parks in there. 21. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about all the other professional diamonds and the coach training camp. And they got this gigantic building down there. I don't even know what they play in that building. I mean, that thing, they can play anything, football, anything in that thing, I guess. But I asked that guy that was walking around down there in a uniform. Didn't see no place. No place whatsoever down there. None. The parking was out of this world. You could find all kinds of parking. And it's so big, there was thousands and thousands and thousands of people down there watching these games, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those fields, they played on 21 fields. And all artificial turf.
Yep.
Artificial turf. Now, it rained. I forget what day it rained, but it rained all day. But there's no lightning. And they played right in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Right on that artificial turf.
Sure.
You know, I couldn't believe it. I told my wife, I didn't see anything like it. Well, I asked that guy, I says, how long has this been here? Because I've never seen it. And he says, been here, I think he told me 12 years.
Yeah.
And they put $74 million in that place 12 years ago. Can you imagine that?
Oh, yeah. Not surprised.
Oh, it's
shocking. You know why they put $74 million into that?
Why?
Because they want it. People are coming. They're using it.
Yeah.
It's a
revenue generator.
But mm-hmm. People down there, and I don't mean anything by this, Melissa, but people down there at Westfield aren't like people like me. The people that was down there at Westfield, they're the mega. You know what I'm talking about, Melissa?
Financially, you mean?
They're mega. Mega is Republican.
Oh, you mean, okay. Oh, you're talking, MAGA, yeah. Make America great again.
Now, they wear their hair just like they walked out of a beautician shop. They wear clothes, not JCPenney's or Walmart. It's like Saks and stuff like that. They don't drive a Buick like I drive. They drive the Lexuses, the Porsches, the Infinities, the Mercedes. They drive the fancy stuff.
Well,
there.
I'm a Republican, Carl, and I have on a Goodwill dress today.
Well, you're not a MAGA. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, speaking of that, you know, last week the Supreme Court upheld state laws that banned transgender athletes from participating in girls and women's sports. The court divided 6-3. Ruled against two transgender students, Becky Pepper Jackson and Lindsay Hecox, who had challenged restrictive laws in the states of West Virginia and Idaho, respectively.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that?
Now, this is my opinion on this. And, Melissa, you tell me if I'm wrong. I think a person, and I'm not against transgender. Our country has changed so much over 75 years that I've been in this country. It's pathetic. We look at things all different. I think people that are transgender, and I've been around them and I've talked to them, you know, they're some of the nicest people and, well, the most educated I've ever seen in my life. Do I think they have the talent of a man? No, I do not. Am I against them playing in the women's sports? No, not really, because they're not like a man, because they don't want to be like a man. Do you understand what I'm saying, Melissa?
I do, but physicality-wise, I have mixed emotions on that. I mean, I don't like the idea of impeding on somebody's rights, but
right.
I also look at the safety of the other players as well.
I don't think men and women are created the same.
No.
Well,
their bodies are physically different.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
So they shouldn't be able to.
I mean, that's a lifestyle choice. I mean, to me, what if someone wants to be to live and embrace a transgender lifestyle, then so be it. That's their right. That's their choice. I have no right to judge that. There's only one person who can judge that, and that's definitely correct. Not us here on Earth.
That is correct.
But as far as I'm like Cindy, the physicality of a lot of sports out there, it's just not fair for
the sporting world.
And I mean, maybe the answer is co-ed. We need to have some co-ed sports, which encompasses everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have
you say co-ed, are you talking about like three men and two girls on a team?
Or three women. Who cares? If it's co-ed, it could be anything.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, I mean,
awesome?
We do see some of that in
some sports. It's easier than others. You know, if you're playing on volleyball, you can have a court. If you're swimming, it's a little more
relays.
I would love to see the NBA with three men and two
women.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, we don't see it on a pro level, but we do see it in some in collegiate levels. They do have co-ed teams. In different sports, yes.
Now I see that Halliburton or whatever he plays for the Pacers.
Yeah, Tyrese.
He's at all those games.
Yep.
He sits right there on the front row and roots them on, and
he's good friends with the and there's a lot of other Pacers. He's just the most famous, and he sits on the front row. There's other players from other sports that are there as well. So,
yeah.
And there's even players there from other teams because they're friends with, you know, some of these women that are playing on the Fever. They went to college with them. They're college buddies. So, you know, that's part of it. I mean, Halliburton and Kelsey Mitchell, they just signed it. Well, Halliburton already had the deal with Puma, but Kelsey just signed with Puma, and they're doing joint commercials now. So.
I wish they'd give me a commercial.
What would you like it to
promote? Why are you laughing, Melissa? Don't laugh at that.
What would you like to promote?
Yeah.
Well, underwear. How's that sound?
Are you going to model underwear?
Well, I have my shorts on, too. I'll just tell them what kind I got.
Hey, you know what? We sell radio advertising. I'd love to help you out with that.
Hey, girls, God bless both of you, and have a wonderful week, and I hope the fair's not real super hot for you.
Thanks. You're going to come out and sit with us for Party Line?
I'm too old, sweetheart.
Oh, you are not. Come on.
I don't like to go anywhere. I went over to Lafayette and got me had a new set of dancers made. Because the ones I had was about 12 years old. As you get older, your gums go down, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I like to eat ribeye steak.
Oh, yeah. So
it took them about 6 weeks to make them. And I went over for my final fitting. My wife says, where you want to go now? I says, take me to Texas Roadhouse. I'm going to get me a ribeye. I'm going to try it. Mm-hmm. Boy, it's different as night and day. I mean, it just... You don't have to put nothing on them. They just fit like a glove.
Mm-hmm. No. Need to try a Logan's prime rib.
I've never been to Logan's.
Dude, you're missing out.
Well, I can't get past Texas Roadhouse.
Well, I like Roadhouse, too.
Those rolls are something, aren't they?
I like Roadhouse, too, but man.
Well, I like their salad dressing. So well, that French dressing. It's got a little spice to it,
yep.
And I love it so well. And I said, I want to buy some of the salad. I want to buy a gallon can. They talked to me. He said, I can't do it. He said, I can't. I don't know why they don't sell that salad dressing in stores, because it's just out of this world. And those rolls, I'll eat. Nah.
Did you bring home a dozen?
Oh, no. I eat eight of them while I'm there. I say I get four in a basket, and I'll eat. I don't eat eight. I eat two out of the first basket. My wife eats two. They're gone. They bring us another four, and I'll eat two out of that one and bring two home.
Carl, how do you stay so skinny then?
I'm not skinny. I'm 152 pounds. I'm not skinny.
And how tall are
Maybe
you?
Maybe wet.
152 pounds soaking wet. Yeah,
yeah, no
know.
Kidding. And that's with him wearing dungarees.
Oh,
I mean,
come on, girls. Come on, I'm going to go out for wrestling, and you're hurting my feelings.
Dude, we've seen you.
Huh?
You are a very thin, fit gentleman.
Well, I don't want to tell you what I ate for supper last night.
Was it ice cream?
Yes.
I
ate it.
Did you use a bowl, or did you just eat it out of the carton?
You know, Calendar's pies, Calendar's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I love those pies. Mm-hmm. I love those pies. And my wife, she don't like to cook no more, so we eat most of our meals out. I said, get me a cherry Calendar pie. I want that for supper. Now, I'm telling you, girls, I ate the whole cherry pie for supper. And I put about 6 scoops of vanilla ice cream.
Oh, that's the best.
And I ate the whole pie. My wife said she didn't. I said, well, I like it. I like it.
I had black raspberry cobbler.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, my mom used to make the best black raspberry pie, and she used to make rhubarb. Do you like rhubarb?
I like any kind of pie other than sugar cream.
Really? You don't like the Indiana pie?
I don't like sugar cream. Now, my
wife doesn't either.
But I don't like sugar cream.
I don't like any of it, but that's side of the point.
Yeah.
My favorite's apple and cherry.
Mm-hmm.
That's my two favorites. Girls, I've talked so much.
Well, you've made yourself hungry, haven't you?
God bless both of you, and I love you both. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Carl. Thank you so much. We love you, too.
I made Carl proud over the weekend during the Fever game. Well, see, Larry and I, we don't like the same kind of ice cream, so we have separate cartons.
Sure.
I didn't even bother getting the bowl out. Screw
no,
it.
I took
the lid.
It's your carton,
I took the lid off. I sat out there and I watched the Fever game with my chocolate ice cream. And
I'm so proud of you. That's just another reason why I love you.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of other things happening. I know we're getting close on time. However, just a reminder that Red Barn Summer Theater is in action, and they kick off some more. They have another show coming up this week. Something Rotten starts July 9th. Technically, it runs through the 19th, a couple of different showings. You can, again, go to boxofficeredbarn@gmail.com or give them a call if you would like information. Also coming up on Friday, it's another movie in the park. Thank you to the City of Frankfort Parks and Recreation. Coming up, it's Homeward Bound. It's a great family show. And again, those will start at dusk at Prairie Creek Park. And you can bring food, bring a picnic basket, or enjoy whatever there is. Also coming up this week, Friday night, is the Camp Collins Prairie Gas Observatory Public Open House. Another one they're having. Starts about 9:20, and that is Friday night. Saturday at Veterans Park, it's a Frankfort Outdoor Market outdoor version. Saturday from 9 o'clock until 1, encouraging everyone to shop local. At the Wabash and Erie Canal, they're having a nature walk on Saturday. That starts at 10 o'clock. And Lois Johnston will be the guide that day. And the theme is Vanscoy Towpath Trail. So check that out at Wabash and Erie Canal. Also coming up Saturday at Abby and Libby Memorial Park, it's a summer sundown concert series. And their show is Almost There Saturday night is the name of the band, 6:30 to 8:30. At Indiana Beach, coming up Saturday, Solitary Man, a tribute to Neil Diamond. That's at the ballroom. That should be a good show. So those are some of the things. Did I miss anything? You have a couple things on your side over there?
Just a reminder that tomorrow at 10:15, probably ought to be there at 10 o'clock if you're interested, the Clinton County Drainage Board will be having their meeting at the commissioner's meeting room in the annex. That's going on tomorrow. Everything else starts in next week with fair and everything. So, yeah.
Busy couple weeks.
Uh-huh, and don't forget, you can still
Hot
duck
Dog Festival.
Yeah, you can still duck somebody.
That's right. You have to phrase that. Make sure you say that correctly.
Yes,
with a D.
Yeah. You would go there. Anyway, yeah, you can do a duck donate. You can send a duck, and these are great-looking giant blow-up ducks.
Definitely.
I've seen them. They are really cool. But you can send for a $30 donation. You can send a duck to someone, and they will put it in their yard.
And then they've been ducked.
And they've been ducked. And if you don't want a duck in your yard, you want to keep a duck out of your yard, and you don't want people to know that, you can pay $50 to keep a duck from showing up in your yard or your business. So we've been trying, milling it over, trying to figure out who we can duck, because I think it would be fun. It's just we know so many people is how do you choose?
That's for sure.
So, but anyway.
All right. Shan will be in tomorrow with another edition of Party Line. We appreciate you joining us. Thank you very much. Have a great and safe day, everybody. Should be reasonable with the weather today. And it's going to heat up as the week progresses. Have a great day.